Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend, folks. Susan Toews Spencer is with us. She is, many of you will recognize that name, that middle name. Her father was the former owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, and she is an entrepreneur herself. After she left, she was a former general manager. She was a former general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. And after she left that, she went on to become an entrepreneur in her own right in more than one field. She's now the author of Briefcase Essentials, which is all about helping women succeed in a male-dominated workplace. And she's our new friend, Susan Spencer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be there.
It's good to have you here, Susan. Okay, so your dad owned the Philadelphia Eagles. What was that like being the child of somebody who had such a pretty powerful job?
Well, when you work for somebody who is part of your family, that's the first issue.
Right.
When you work in a family business, I don't care what that business is, there's always an emotion that's very different than if you're in a business that isn't related to any family.
We call that baggage around here.
It's serious baggage.
Yeah.
And then you add to that somebody like my dad, who was very flamboyant, very over the top, and with a very large shadow, and that's point number two that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then point number three is he always wanted boys and he only had girls. So that's part three of the problem.
Yeah.
And so... It certainly wasn't a normal life growing up, because he was always surrounded by football people, and that was what he really loved. So we used to have coaches in our house all the time as visitors, as guests on the weekends. I mean, really famous coaches,
right,
which I didn't realize at the time.
I was
5 years old.
So. Right.
I mean, Frank Leahy didn't mean a thing to me till I was an adult, but he sure means a lot to me now, because he was really a record-holding Notre Dame coach that was all world, really phenomenal, and a wonderful man. We were very friendly with their family.
So you eventually became the general manager of this company, of the Philadelphia Eagles. And how
That's
long?
Right.
How,
it was called Last Man Standing, Jeff. I was the last one left. Everybody else got blown away, and I looked around and I went, "Oh, I guess I got a new job."
Right. So how long were you the general manager there?
About 2.5 years. I was at the organization 5 years.
Right. And so what was that like being a woman? How long is it? How many? I'm trying to think of how many other women. I'm thinking of Georgia.
Frontieri.
Yeah, out in Los Angeles.
Right. Yep.
I'm trying to think of how many other women.
Well, she was really never the GM.
She was the owner.
The team, so she was the owner, so she could do whatever she wanted.
Yeah, but has there ever been another female GM?
No. No.
I didn't think so. So did you break the mold, or what? Why isn't there another one now?
I probably did break the mold, Jim. here's the deal.
You made the mold and you broke it at the same time.
That's right? It. I didn't want to have anybody follow in my footsteps. If you don't have family that's in that business, there's no way in hell you're going to get a job.
There's no path to that, is there?
There's absolutely no path, because there's no reason to bring a woman in. It's a very male inner sanctum, and why would you bring a woman into that? The only reason would be if you owned it, or you had a family member who said, "All right, you can come in." And when my dad brought me in, he did not want me to be the general manager.
Right.
Not at all. The first words out of his mouth were, "Okay, you're a lawyer. You can handle the legal stuff. Don't touch the football." And, of course, what did I do? Well, if you're going to negotiate contracts with football players, I think you're kind of touching the football.
Well, he forgot which tree this apple fell from, too, right?
Yes, I think he did. Yes, I do.
He missed that. As smart as he was, he missed that point, didn't he?
Yeah, he kind of skipped that chapter.
Yeah. So So tell us about that experience. I mean, do you know any women who would like to have that job? Have you ever met any women?
I don't know.
Any women who said, "Wow, I wish I had that job"?
Actually, no one has ever said that to me. That's a woman, but I can tell you there are thousands of men who have said that.
Right, I bet.
You know, it's funny. I think if you don't grow up in football,
yeah,
it's really hard for you to embrace the game. It's a difficult game if you don't know it. And
right.
If you don't have family that kind of explained it to you as when you're younger and you kind of watch it and you listen. I mean, our grandkids at 6 years old, my grandson can tell you everybody on each team.
Right.
Because he's been immersed in it because we're all, you know, mm-hmm. we're football nuts. So
what did you learn as a general manager of the Eagles that helped you later in your successful entrepreneurial careers after that?
Well, I think what I learned there, Jim, was that in life, when you're in an environment that may not be one that you're choosing, you have a lot of stuff thrown at you, a lot of stuff, from press who wants to knock you down, the fans who want to throw things at you, to other people who want to second-guess your performance. And that's just part of being in business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have
Is there an extra level of that because you're female?
Well, in that industry, absolutely.
But you've been in other industries, though. You were in the meat industry?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it was easier.
Oh, really?
I think it was absolutely easier for me in male-dominated environments.
Why was that the case?
I think the reason is that men aren't used to having women around.
You think it puts them off their game a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. My husband said that nobody got away with the stuff I got away with.
Yeah.
He said if I was in there, they would have slapped me silly. You could say anything, and they go, okay, I'll get back to you later.
So should women use that to their advantage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they should look for businesses that are not traditionally the businesses that women go into.
Wow.
If they like it and
yeah.
if they excel in it.
Right.
And if they're interested in it. I mean, I didn't think I was interested in the meat business, but somehow I ended up there.
Right.
And I loved it. I stayed in it for 25 years. So, and it was very good to me. I made a lot of money and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think that if you keep a real wide scope and there isn't anything that you won't do, I think you'll really have an opportunity
you
to
can't be
successful.
A sissy though, right? You can't show up in a place like that and be a sissy.
No, absolutely not. The first day I was in my meat plant, I had my hands in the meat because I wasn't sure that they were given a fair count. When
the book is called
the meat business is notorious.
The book is called Briefcase Essentials. When's it? It's available right now, right?
It is. Amazon, okay. Barnes & Noble.
All right, so folks, check it out. Susan Toes Spencer, T-O-S-E is the middle name. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Susan says women have advantages, about a dozen natural advantages over men. I'm going to get her to ask about that, and I'm going to ask her what she thinks is going to happen in the NFL this year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.